This article is entitled Love and Service, Faith Community Nurses Care for Body, Mind, and Spirit. It's written for us by Candace Hill Buchbinder, ELCA Public Relations Manager. Probably my greatest joy is to be able to combine my nursing career with my faith journey by sharing my expertise and experience in healthcare, along with the hope and comfort of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, said Sue Ann Glusenkamp, a faith community nurse for almost 12 years, who currently serves Augustana Lutheran Church in Denver. Glusenkamp is a member of the Lutheran Faith Community Nurse Association, an independent organization that focuses on integrating faith and health in ministry. What began in 2004 as the Evangelical Lutheran Parish Nurse Association, a local organization in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, now has 131 members across the country. The association was established for registered nurses who serve in a Lutheran congregation or community, or who are Lutheran and serve in a congregation of another denomination. Carol DeShepper, executive director of LCFNA, said Faith Community Nurses is a specialty recognized by the American Nurses Association. These licensed registered nurses have completed additional preparation specific to the role of serving in the church. They may collaborate with and supervise other volunteers who also support the ministry. These nurses focus on the holistic health of individuals and families, caring for body, mind, and spirit. Faith Community Nurses, Glusenkamp said, feel that they've been called to this position, to this ministry, in their nursing profession, and listen to that voice and have heard it because that's why they're doing what they're doing. In the mid-1980s, Granger Westberg, an ELCA pastor, launched the parish nurse program, now fully recognized internationally as Faith Community Nursing. The Westberg Institute for Faith Community Nursing was established in 1986 to support the profession through education and resources. The roles and job titles identifying faith community nurses vary from congregation to congregation, depending on the community's needs. Integrator of faith and health, health counselor, health educator, trainer of volunteers, coordinator of health groups, referral agent. They focus on the health and spiritual well-being of their congregation, often partnering with a health ministry team. Programs and activities may include, but aren't limited to, health screenings and education, support groups for cancer, grief, and caregiving, exercise classes, knitting and prayer shawl ministries, and mental health care for families and individuals. Becky Ellsburn, who has served at Trinity Lutheran Church in Mason City, Iowa since 2004, says, my intent is to help people remember that we are holistic people and we need to care for the whole person. Spiritual care is incorporated in all that I do as a parish nurse. Dean Black, faith community nurse at Lutheran Church of the Holy Spirit in Emmaus, Pennsylvania, says spiritual care is the salient focus of the faith community nurse. According to our job description, the faith community nurse serves a specific purpose: to enrich and support the spiritual, mental, and physical well-being of our congregation and community families. I never intrude on anyone else's healthcare team, but I provide a steadfast support and guidance in managing their health-related issues. I actively urge them to collaborate with their healthcare team to enhance their overall health and well-being. As a faith community nurse, I'm ecstatic to have left behind a job that merely compensated me monetarily, and now to have a job that truly rewards me in a different way. Visitation, checking on members in their homes and in hospitals, rehabilitation centers, and assisted living environments, is a key component of the Ministry of Faith Community Nurses. Rachel Little, parish nurse of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Vero Beach, Florida, says, one of my greatest joys is my visitation, The more I visit, the more I hear amazing stories of their lives and their love for Jesus. The connections develop trust and honesty. I can see how God is working in their lives. Spending time with someone always renews and refreshes my vigor and commitment to this role as a faith community nurse, Glusenkamp said. When I sit with folks, I inquire about a favorite hymn, and many times I hear, "Oh, I can't sing anymore," but it never fails. As soon as I start singing the words of a cherished hymn, that non-singer will join in with vitality, remembering most of the words as well. Dick Larson, who attends Augustana, recalled a recent pre-op trip from Glusenkamp. I was having a knee replacement, and she called me a few minutes before I was going into surgery, and it was really settling for me. She has unique ways of doing things. She said, "Let me just sing a song for you. What song would you like?" The two sang "Children of the Heavenly Father" shortly before his surgery. It's nice to have that moment of having somebody grabbing your hand, looking you in the eye, and saying, "God is with you. You're going to be okay," Larson said. Ellsburn said she is honored to support people through prayer and resources. The joy of being a faith community nurse is that you have the privilege of accompanying people on their life journey over a long period of time. I've walked with people, she said, as they have put their loved ones in facilities, as they recovered in hospital rooms, as they grieved over a variety of losses. We've done life together in so many meaningful ways.